This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Former U.S. President and current presidential candidate Donald Trump's grip on Republican politics is put to the test in the U.S. state of Iowa's caucuses. That's today's official start of the Republican presidential nominating process. Just who will face U.S. President Joe Biden this November? Meeting with volunteers in Iowa, Trump says based on the polls, he expects to have a good night Monday in that state.
Instead of polls, what was the number, like 71 to 10 national polls? Wow. 71 to 10 and 9. And we have another one coming out, 69 to 11 and 2. Wow. I mean, these people are dropping like rocks. Yeah. But we're not.
Meantime, frigid sub-zero temperatures and snow are scouring the Midwest and could affect voter turnout. Other parts of the U.S. are experiencing severe weather, too. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says millions of people across the U.S. are under winter and wind advisories, warnings, and watches.
Upwards of 150 million Americans are on some sort of wind chill headline for that dangerous cold and wind.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris commemorates Martin Luther King Jr. Day in early voting South Carolina Monday, wielding the civil rights icon's legacy to convince black voters to stick with Democrats in the 2024 election. Harris headlines an annual event sponsored by the NAACP. That's the nation's oldest civil rights group. It will include a prayer service and a march to the South Carolina State House in the state capital of Columbia. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.